Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. Cameron University's annual homecoming celebration is right around the corner, and joining us today to talk about all the happenings on homecoming weekend is the Director of Alumni Relations at Cameron, Frank Myers. Frank, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, Friday, March 1st and Saturday, March 2nd are the big days. Let's talk about homecoming 2019.
We've got a lot of activities planned, especially for Friday and Saturday, which we kind of refer to as our homecoming weekend and alumni weekend, all rolled into one great series of events. We will start things out on Friday, and we've got several events that are open to the community, which is why we're really happy to have an opportunity to come here and share some of those so that people can hear about them and make plans to attend. So at 5:30 on Friday, we'll be having our golf cart parade, which is where our student organizations get a bunch of golf carts, decorate them, themed around our homecoming, and throw out candy. And kids are welcome to come to Bentley Gardens and stand around, watch them go through, see which ones they like. It's just a fun activity for the family that we put on.
Now, I have to say, that is always one of the most unique activities that happens on campus every year.
Yeah, and they really got to do a lot of planning to get those ready because they have a very limited amount of time to get those golf carts decorated. So it takes a lot of planning and preparation. They will move from there. From 6 to 8, we'll be having family fun in the rec. So our Aggie Rec Center is a great facility. It's a place for families to be able to come and play games, small activities, sports, lots of stuff, just good, wholesome family fun. And then after that, on our campus, we'll also be having our bonfire and pep rally south of Cameron Village. So we'll introduce our athletic teams and start cheering on our men and women's basketball team for the next day. Also on Friday night, there's a couple other activities. One of them is at 7:30 for you athletic fans. We'll be doing our Athletics Hall of Fame reception in Cameron University Theater. So that's a location change from the way we've done it in the last few years. But we thought the theater would be a great venue and get a bigger crowd and nice to celebrate and honor those that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. And 7:30, we'll be having our alumni happy hour at Mountain Boomer Tavern. That is a alumni-owned establishment, so we wanted to celebrate him and invite all of our alumni out to have a drink, share some stories, and gear up for the next day of activities.
And then on March 2nd, there's a full slate of events. That Saturday is just packed with things to do.
Yeah, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., we've got stuff going on. So starting at 9 a.m., we'll actually have Aggie Family Fun Run. That starts over at the MAC. But it's a chance for people to come out. Once again, open to the community. It's free. I know we've got a big culture of runners out there and a group of them that like to show up. Well, we've got an opportunity for you to come run the Aggie Mile. So some of us will just run it once, and a few of those guys that are a little more ambitious will go out and run it two or three times. But we follow that up with a breakfast bar inside of the McMahon Centennial Complex. So we've got oatmeal bar set up. You can make your own, figure out what you like, hang out, have a good time, then head home. Take a shower, wash off, come back. We've got the Chuck Wagon Cookout going to be scheduled out by the Aggie Gymnasium. And that's a great Cameron tradition that we started, 2004 time frame, been doing it ever since. And we've got some of our alumni that will come out, roll out those covered wagons, cook in the sand and the Dutch ovens, and we'll have chili and stew and some great cobbler. We'll also have Danny Carson performing this year, so she's always a good act. Then we 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, we've got our women's and men's teams playing against Angelo State University. Excited to see them hit the court, hopefully win the game, and we'll be announcing our homecoming winners as part of those events. And then at 7 p.m., we've got our alumni awards dinner. It's a nice banquet where we really celebrate our alumni, our distinguished alumni, our outstanding young alumni, our Faculty Hall of Fame, and also our outstanding Aggies of tomorrow. So it's a chance for us to look at the success of our alumni. We've got some flying in from Europe this year, and we've got some coming from Washington, D.C. area. And so they're coming from all over to celebrate the education they got while they were here at Cameron University.
So we've taken a pretty thorough look at the schedule. Let's talk about this year's theme. The theme is traveling through time, and I know it's always an intense process to pick the theme. So what led to the selection of this year's theme, and what can homecoming attendees expect to see that's related to it?
So picking our theme is always a bit of work through the year. And one of the things we thought about is, this year's 2019, which means 50 years ago, was the year of Woodstock. And, we think about stuff like that, and we start thinking about how can our students be creative with a theme and really think outside the box and us not see the same thing from every decoration to the next, or every board to the next, or every decorated pickaxe to the next. And so we went with traveling through time to kind of give them an opportunity to celebrate the history of the university, but also look at different events in history, and kind of looking at us from the beginning in 1908 to where we are now in 2019, and show off their creativity.
So not just a cultural thing, but a university history thing as well.
Absolutely. Any of those, any and all. And that's the idea, is we give them an opportunity to be creative and surprise us.
Well, it sounds like everything is coming together nicely. There are a lot of events on the schedule and a lot of opportunities for people to come back to campus and enjoy the different things happening here. And not to rush past all that, but I know that planning events like this is a long process. So I'll ask, what might be on the horizon for next year's homecoming?
We'll say it's a closely kept secret, but usually we start working on that as soon as we do, as soon as we wrap up our homecoming activities. Yep. We've always got a meeting with our homecoming committee to kind of do an after-action review on what are the things that went well, what are the things we ought to change, how can we tweak things and make things better, and that begins the conversation of, okay, now we got to start thinking about what our theme is going to be for next year.
Frank, as we wrap up this conversation, is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about this year's Cameron University homecoming?
No, I just want to see as many alumni participating in these events as possible. We've got a great institution here in Lawton, Oklahoma, Lawton Fort Sill, and we are so proud of the product that we produce, and that being our students, our alumni, they're out in this community. And we love to hear from them, hear their stories, find out about the successes that they've had because of the education they got while they were here at Cameron University, and really just turn all of our alumni into ambassadors of the university. Tell people your story. Tell people all the good that came out of your experience while you were here. And homecoming is a great time to celebrate those successes.
All right. That's Frank Myers, Director of Alumni Relations at Cameron University, joining us to talk about the 2019 Cameron University Homecoming. Frank, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Clinton.
The 2019 Cameron University Homecoming kicks off on Monday, February 25th, with a week of student activities on campus. The homecoming weekend events will begin Friday, March 1st, with the Golf Cart Parade. For more information about Cameron Homecoming, including a full schedule of events, visit cameron.edu/homecoming or contact the Cameron University Alumni Association at 580-581-2988 or by emailing alumni@cameron.edu. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.